This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump cut short his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un with no agreement signed. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, Trump walked away from the summit after saying that Kim wanted too much for too little.
The table had been set for a celebratory lunch and a ceremony prepared for Trump and Kim to sign agreements. But both events were hastily canceled just before noon on Thursday, bringing a premature end to their second summit. Trump told a news conference Kim wanted all sanctions against North Korea lifted in exchange for a partial dismantling of its nuclear program. But that was not sufficient.
I could have signed an agreement today, and then you people would have said, oh, what a terrible deal, what a terrible thing he did. Now you have to be prepared to walk.
Asked whether he is willing to try again at a third summit, Trump replied, no such meeting is planned, but he is hopeful. An agreement can be reached eventually. Steve Herman, VOA News, Hanoi.
Meanwhile, in Washington, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that while the summit result made Kim appear more prestigious, she is glad the president did not agree to a bad deal.
He was a big winner, he, Kim Jong-un, and getting to sit face-to-face with the most powerful person in the world, the president of the United States. And really, it's good that the president did not give him anything for the little that he was proposing.
Pelosi did criticize Trump over his statements that Kim Jong-un knew nothing about the death of American student Otto Warmbier. Warmbier, a University of Virginia student, was arrested for stealing a sign while visiting North Korea. A court sentenced him to 15 years hard labor. He was later released in a coma and died shortly after being returned to the United States. This is VOA News. Israel's attorney general announced Thursday his intention to indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on multiple corruption charges, a development that could end Netanyahu's political career. Attorney General Avishai Mandelblit announced his plans after more than 2 years of investigation. Details were not immediately available, but Mandelblit said he intends to accept police recommendations for Netanyahu to be indicted for bribery, breach of trust, and fraud. Yohanan Plesner is the president of the nonpartisan Israel Democracy Institute.
There's legal ambiguity on whether the prime minister can remain in office or not, but that decision will have to be made only after the hearing process is completed, and this will take place anywhere between half a year and a year.
Any indictments against Netanyahu would be the first time in Israeli history that a sitting prime minister was charged with a crime. Netanyahu, who is engaged in an intense re-election campaign, has denied any wrongdoing.